Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, skies are clear tonight. The weather remains pleasantly warm in Jerusalem, perfect for a late evening stroll. Tel Aviv is experiencing similar conditions. In Haifa, the cool night breeze provides a refreshing respite. Here are today's headlines. First, the Strait of Hormuz is closed until further notice, as announced by the Iranian regime earlier this hour, with a warning of a severe response if provoked. Also, the IDF prepares for a prolonged presence in Lebanon as Hezbollah regroups under a ceasefire. This follows a wave of strikes in southern Lebanon, according to Ynet from earlier today. Also this hour, UK Jewish groups voice concern as Andy Burnham, expected to become Britain's next prime minister, criticizes Israel over Gaza. This is reported by the Forward from earlier today. Separately, explosions have been reported in Busha and Asaluya in southern Iran, as stated by Eli Afriat just minutes ago. And finally, Iran reportedly hit a cargo vessel with a missile as it tried to pass through the Hormuz Strait, according to Visegrad 24 earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, reported just minutes ago about explosions in Busher and Asaluye in Iran's south. Visegrad 24, a European news platform, noted that Iran closed the Hormuz Strait again, hitting a cargo vessel with a missile. They suggest U.S. airstrikes against Iran could occur in the coming hours. From X, the latest, Memory highlighted that a senior journalist from Al-Aram stated that the Egyptian populace and Al-Azhar have strong negative sentiments towards Israel, as seen in a report posted moments ago. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the Strait of Hormuz. The Jerusalem Post reports that Iran's decision to close the strait comes amid heightened tensions. Iranian officials warn of a severe response if any attack is attempted under this pretext. This critical waterway is vital for global oil shipments, and its closure could disrupt international markets significantly. Turning to Lebanon, the Ynet news portal states that the IDF is bracing for a long-term operation as Hezbollah regroups. Despite a ceasefire, no pullback order has been issued. This preparation follows recent strikes in southern Lebanon, underscoring the fragility of the current truce. The situation remains tense, impacting regional stability and security. Meanwhile, in the UK, the Forward reports concerns from Jewish groups regarding Andy Burnham's stance on Israel. As he is poised to become the next prime minister, his criticism over Gaza has sparked unease. His leadership could influence future UK-Israel relations, adding a layer of diplomatic complexity. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business highlights a global trend in affordable housing, using shipping containers. While young couples in Israel face long waits for housing, this innovative solution is gaining traction worldwide. Separately, CTEC reports that Cellebrite is expanding its partnership with SkySafe. They aim to integrate drone detection with digital forensic evidence, addressing the growing challenge of aerial threats in investigations. And finally, Walla Business reveals that the Finance Committee has halted ₸1 billion for Takuma Management, despite ₸500 million being approved months ago for northern businesses. The funds remain undistributed, affecting economic recovery efforts. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.